Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section titled Stories of Lovers. What this means, stories of lovers, is those people that had great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of their life now, when their time came to pass away, their incidents and their stories. So those ashiqeen, those lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point now when they are to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what were their experiences and how did they conduct themselves at that very moment when they had to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in this world also, when a person needs to buy a car, for example, so he'll go and speak to somebody who's got a similar car to get his experience with how you find this car, is it a good car, does it give any problems, so he understands that person's experience, because this is the fitrat of insan. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains that he's affected by stories or incidents of other people, because insan is insan. So he's affected by stories of other insan. So a person wants to buy a fridge, for example, and he knows somebody's got that specific fridge. He's going to ask that person, is this fridge okay? Is it nice? Does it give any problems? So similarly, anything a person wants to do, he may need an operation. So now he'll try and find other people that went through the similar operation to ask that person of his experience. Oh, he's going for Hajj. Now he'll go and speak to somebody who regularly goes for Hajj. So give me some tips, give me your experiences, so he can relate to this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself also, in ayat of Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been prescribed to you like it has been prescribed for those before you. To show Hazrat Insan that it's not something that is done for the first time. People before you also kept fast. So it's not something that is so difficult. Or like the doctor that tell the patient that this procedure you're going for is something that's very common. So now how a person feels, he feels comfortable about it, he feels nice. It is not something that is very rare. It's a very common thing, so it gives a person encouragement. So therefore, stories of lovers, of those people that had the great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did they conduct themselves? When we listen to these stories, we get affected. Therefore, one of the things that come out of this is when we stay in good company, then we hear good stories. So therefore, the company of the pious is so important, because when we stay in the wrong company, then we'll hear wrong stories and we'll get affected by these wrong stories. The following stories are related because man is naturally more likely to be impressed and affected by the conditions of his fellow humans. These stories will therefore have a greater effect in creating a yearning for the year after. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ مَا مِن نَبِيٍّ يَمْرُضُ إِلَّا خُيِّرَ بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ فِي شَكْوَاهُ الَّذِي قُبِضَ أخذته بحة شديدة فسمعته يقول مع الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين فعلمت أنه خير. هذا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, whenever a prophet fell ill, whenever a Nabi got sick and final illness, he was given a choice between remaining in this world and the year after. So this Nabi now was given the choice, you want to remain in this dunya or you want to go into the year after. So she says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his final illness, a severe sound seized him. What happened? A hoarse sound, throat, a sound in the throat, a severe sound was coming out from the throat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That has seized him. And I heard him saying, so she said, I could hear him saying, in other words, despite the sound that was coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would those whom you were bountiful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, I want to be with those whom you showered your favors, you were bountiful, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. One point that comes out from this is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of death, was making dua and hoping to be with the pious. This was the condition that, oh Allah, I want to be with those whom you were bountiful, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. In other words, good company is such an important thing. Even right at the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he was asking for. She says, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I concluded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has now been given a choice between life and death. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choose? He chose death. أخرج أحمد أن ملك الموت جاء إلى إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام ليقبض روحه فقال إبراهيم يا ملك الموت هل رأيت خليلا يقبض روح خليله فعرج ملك الموت إلى ربه فقال قل له هل رأيت خليلا يكره لقاء خليله فرجع قال فأقبض روحي الساعة. Very interesting incident. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the angel of death came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his soul. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O angel of death, have you ever seen a bosom friend taking away the soul of his bosom friend? In other words, has ever a bosom friend taken the soul away of his bosom friend? Referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking away the soul of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Malak al-Maut heard this question, he got surprised. Malak al-Maut got surprised, the angel got surprised. So what happened? The angel of death presented himself before Allah Ta'ala and related what Ibrahim alayhi salam had said. Allah Ta'ala replied, go and ask him, have you ever seen a bosom friend not wanting to meet his bosom friend? Have you ever seen a bosom friend not wanting to meet his bosom friend? The angel of death went back to him, went back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when he heard this, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, take away my soul right now. Take away my soul right now. So this is what death is all about, where one bosom friend is meeting the other bosom friend. And Umar radiallahu anhu qal, Allahumma qad da'ufad quwati wa kabura sinni wa antasharat ra'iyati faqbidni ilayka ghayra mudayya'in wala muqassirin fama jawaza dhalika shahra hatta qubida. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made the following dua, O Allah, my strength has dissipated. Right at the end of his life, he made this dua, O Allah, my strength has dissipated, I'm gone old, and my subjects have spread far and wide. The subjects, those people that were under Umar radiallahu anhu in his khilafat, those governors, etc., they've gone far and wide. In other words, my close friends also, those people that were close to me, they also gone far and wide. I'm old and I'm in this condition. So he says, I'm gone old and my subjects have spread far and wide. Take me to yourself in a state that I am not wasted. I'm not wasted. In other words, I'm not a waste. How we say in our language, I'm not a waste. I haven't spent my life wasted. So take me in a condition that I'm not wasted, nor do I commit any sins, nor do I commit any shortcomings. In other words, take me to you in a condition that you are happy with me. His life was taken within that month. Within that month, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became shaheed. And al-Hasan qal, kana fi misrikum hadha rajulun abidun fakharaja min al-masjid falamma wada'a rijlahu fi al-rikabi atahu malakul mawti faqala lahu marhaba laqad kuntu ilayka bil ashwaqi faqabada ruhahu. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh, he was from Basra in Iraq, so he mentioned Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh, said there was a worshipper in this city of yours. He emerged from the masjid, he came out of the masjid, and when he placed his foot in the stirrup of his conveyance, when he just placed his foot in the stirrup of his conveyance, the angel of death came to him. So he replied, this person, he said to the angel, welcome, I've been enthusiastically waiting for you. The angel of death then removed his soul. He said that how excited this person was that the angel of death came to meet him. Do one more incident. And Khalid ibn Mi'adan qala ma min da'abatin fi barrin wala bahrin yasurrani أن تفديني من الموت ولو كان الموت علما يستبق الناس إليه ما سبقني إليه أحد إلا رجل يغلبني بفضل قوته. خالد بن معدان رحمة الله عليه said, there is no creature on land nor at sea which I would like it to be a ransom for me from my death. In other words, if I had to give away in exchange of me staying alive, if I had to give away any creature in this world or in the sea, whether it was small fish, whether it was small ant, whether it was small insect, that I had to give this thing away so that I could stay alive. This is what he's saying, ransom. There is no creature on land, nor at sea, which I would like it to be ransom for me from my death. In other words, I rather die than this creature die. I feel like that. But the smallest insect or whatever it may be, I rather die. So I would like it to be a ransom for me from my death. If death, he's saying, if death had been a target, had been one point, one specific point, if it was that point that where death is, if death had been a target to which people could run, none would be able to outrun me except the one who is physically stronger than me. In other words, if everyone was told, if you go to the specific point, you'll meet death. He says, I'll run so fast that nobody will be able to beat me except that person who Allah has given me more strength now to outrun me. That is the only person that will beat me. In other words, I'll give it my best shot to meet death. This is that desire and that yearning that they had to meet that. There are so many different incidents like this, inshallah, will continue. But it's something for us to remember. That death for the pious people wasn't something that was disliked, disdained, scared, frightened of. It was something that they were anticipating, hoping that they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us that hope and that desire to meet Him in a condition where He is pleased with us. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.